Now in Psalm 28, I'm just going to take a minute for this very wonderful psalm here. It contains a cry, and the man's in trouble here, and it's a prayer for judgment upon the enemies and of a deliverance that's coming. And it's a tremendous picture that we have in this psalm. It's preliminary, really, to the next one, but I'm just hitting the high points. Verse 1, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me. And a rock is what in Moses' great song, when they cross the Red Sea, he speaks of the rock, God being our rock. A rock is something to stand on. It's a foundation. We have a foundation. No other foundation can any man lay than that which is Christ Jesus. Now he says, verse 2, hear the voice of my supplication. When I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Well, somebody's going to say that's the tabernacle. I agree with that, and the mercy seat that's in it. It's the mercy seat that you and I need to cling to today. Now I drop down to verse 6, and he says, blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. God hears and answers prayer. And as a result, David now says in verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and my song will I praise him. Now, there are several things important. God is power. He's mighty. And God is a shield for our protection. Power and protection. But is he my power? Is he my protection? Then if he is, in the only way it can be, my heart trusted in him, and I'm helped. He'll hear and answer prayer. And then what happens? And with my song will I praise him. We'll be able to praise him. And then he concludes by saying in verse 9, save thy people and bless thine inheritance, feed them also and lift them up forever. Oh, how glorious and wonderful this psalm is here. Why, you just take off in this psalm, you can see.